I thank you. I am speaking in the name of Geneva for Human Rights, a training and policy study NGO. While commending efforts by states to include IPs' rights in their constitutions and laws, a lot remains to be achieved to ensure a full implementation of the Declaration. Despite modifications in current and new constitutions around the world, many legal texts remain imprinted with colonial legacy and liberal thinking. Criminal and penal codes, labor and fiscal laws, as well as land tenure and agrarian legislation, still do not account for the full respect of indigenous people's rights as enshrined in the Declaration. States still need to introduce a broad spectrum of measures in legal and judiciary terms, limitation to the concept of indigenous peoples and to the principles of self-identification and self-determination still exist. Some states and other actors do not recognize certain groups as indigenous peoples. We need an adapted framework to understand internal, structural, and systemic influences that have persisted after liberation from colonial ruling and domination, regardless of whether it is or has been external or internal colonization. Several legislations have moved indigenous societies away from a relational and responsibility-based understanding of who is indigenous toward a rights-based understanding. We need to understand how legislations have affected the way in which indigenous peoples themselves apply self-identification and their customary membership governance. Thank you.